Regulations. The Kirinyaga County Transport and Parking Act, 2023, which has been assented into law by Governor Anne Waiguru, will facilitate the provision of adequate and accessible Matatu terminals, parking, footways and roads for efficient public transport in the towns within the county. Most of the major towns in the county have witnessed a surge in population and a rise in the number of motorists, which calls for better management of public transport systems and roads. Speaking during the signing of the bill in her office at the county headquarters in Kutus, Waiguru said the act would apply to county roads, public transport facilities and systems, taxi cabs and vehicles for hire, transport, motorcycle transport, non-motorized transport, traffic management, parking, and street lighting. The new regulations establish a directorate responsible for county transport, roads, and parking and the County Transport Planning Advisory Committee. It gives the County Executive Committee member, CEC, for finance powers to establish the County Transport Management Fund that would be used in implementation and operationalism of projects or program contained in the County Transport Plan, County Road Development Plan, or County Non-Motorized Transport Guidelines. The law further provides that no public transport vehicle from an unlicensed savings and credit cooperative societies, SACOs, or company shall operate within the county. To stop a tendency where some public service vehicle, PSV, SACOs and companies use force, intimidation and threats to stop vehicles from other registered organizations from picking, dropping off passengers or plying a particular route, the county government has imposed a fine not exceeding ₱50,000 or 6 months imprisonment. To protect PSV users from unfair trade practices, all Matatus would be required to display a visible fare guide inside the vehicle and the passengers shall not be charged more than the amount displayed. Taxi operators shall be required to obtain a taxi cab or vehicle for hire business permit and those found operating without the permit shall pay a penalty of ₱5,000. Boda boda operators will be required to obtain a permit and be in legally registered groups or SACCOs and each group shall have a distinct color mark given by the county government. Waiguru said her administration would help the boda boda operators form SACOs that would also be used as channels for social economic support. The Act, which has repealed the Kirinyaga County Omnibus Stations and Parking Act, 2016, also outlaws erection of sign, advertisement, or billboard on a road reserve or a footway without approval and payment of a prescribed fee.